Okay, I was asked to talk about one of the items on the new list was eating on Erev Shabbos, the Indian of eating on Erev Shabbos. So there are basically two Gemaras. There's a Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara tells us a pretty startling thing. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hayu B'Yerushalayim Achas Kavas Udasa B'Shabata V'Achas Kavas Udasa B'Erev Shabbos V'Shtei Nekru. That there were two families in Yerushalayim. One of them used to make their Su'uda on Shabbos. The other one made their Suda on Erev Shabbos. Both of those families were uprooted. So right away, it jumps out at you, what's wrong with making a Suda on Shabbos? Aren't you supposed to make three of them? So Rashi points out that the point is that they did it at the time of the Drasha. That at a time when there was a Shir going on in Shul, that's when they dafka went and they made their Suda. And they were Kaveh Suda at that point in time, so they were trying to avoid Talmud Torah. And that's why they were Ne'akar. What about the Suda on Erev Shabbos? So Rashi has two deos. First day Rashi has is that not Erev Shabbos doesn't mean Erev Shabbos, it means Friday night. And it was also at the time of the Drasha that they made their Suda at the time of the Drasha on Friday night. Or Rashi says, now the problem with doing it Friday night was that they made their Friday night Suda better than their Shabbos day Suda. And we know the Gemara in 10th Parak of Pesachim says that Kavod Yom Kavod Laila, if you have the option of being Mechabed either the daytime meal or the nighttime meal, Kavod Yom Adif. If you have a delicious dessert, you're either going to serve it Friday night or you're going to serve it Shabbos day. You're supposed to serve it Shabbos day. If you can use the silver for one meal, either Friday night or Shabbos day, you use it Shabbos day. So you have to make the Shabbos day meal a better meal than the Friday night meal. But then Rashi has a second day. Rashi says, no, maybe Erev Shabbos really means Erev Shabbos. There will kaveh su'uda on Erev Shabbos. Doesn't mean Friday night. It means mamash Erev Shabbos. What's the problem with that? So says Rashi, because then they're going to go, they're already going to be Soveya on Erev Shabbos, they're not going to be Nichlus L'Shabbos Kishutava, they're not going to be hungry when it comes time for the Friday night meal, so they're not going to be able to enjoy their Shabbos meals the way they're supposed to, because they had a Su'uda on Erev Shabbos. That's the Gemara Gittin Lamed Ches according to Rashi. So if you take that Gemara Gittin Lamed Ches according to Rashi, so you see there's a problem with Kaviya Su'uda on Erev Shabbos. Problem is, there's another Gemara. Gemara Pesachim Tzaitesim Beis, the very first Amud in Perek Arvei Pesachim, where Rabbi Yossi Omer Ochel Holy Chachetech Shach. And we pass on Rabbi Yossi, who says that on Erev Shabbos, in contrast to Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos you could be Ochel Holy Chachetech Shach, and it's Machlokes Rishonim Beis Yosef quotes in Reish Mem Tes, but we paskin like the Rove Rishonim will hold that means that you're even allowed to start a meal Ad Shetech Shach on Erev Shabbos. You could start a meal whenever you want. Erev Shabbos, the whole day, it's fine to have a meal. So it's a stira between the two sugyas. On the one hand, the Gemara Gittin, Lamed Ches, with no one arguing, says that family was Nekar because they were Ochel on Erev Shabbos. On the other hand, the Gemara Pesachim Tzadites, Rabbi Yossi, who we paskin like, Ochel v'holich Ad Shetech Shach, you don't have to worry about a thing. So to resolve the stira, and how you resolve the stira is obviously going to have major ramifications, halach l'maisa. So to resolve the stira, the Ramban had two suggestions. Suggestion number one the Ramban has is Ramban Gittin Lamed Ches. The Ramban says maybe it depends if you do it as a one-time thing or you do it consistently. For a one-time thing, okay, so you can have a ochel v'holei chachetech shach. But every single Friday you're going to go and you're going to have a suda, that's no good. Every single Friday to go and have a suda, that shows disrespect for Shabbos. A one-time thing, you're getting together with friends or whatever, so you can do it. But to do it all the time, bikvius is a problem. Then the Ramban says, maybe the issue is that you're not going to prepare properly for Shabbos. It's not the achila per se that's the problem. It's getting involved in anything that's going to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing on Erev Shabbos, which is preparing for Shabbos, right? We know the Gemara makes a big deal out of the fact that Amorayim stopped whatever they were doing on Erev Shabbos to go out of the way to prepare themselves for Shabbos. Rav Pam's grandson, Davin Zemayshul, he told me that every Erev Shabbos his grandfather would get up and make a potato kugel. Every Erev Shabbos he wanted to go and do something himself to prepare for Shabbos. So you're supposed to go and prepare for Shabbos. And if you're eating, you're going to be distracted. So there's no issur to eat per se, but because that family was Koveh Suda, they didn't prepare properly for Shabbos, and that's why that family was Nekar. That's how the Ramban suggests. However, the Beis Yosef in Reish Mem Tes in Aron Chaim has a different suggestion, and this is what obviously we pass on because this is what expresses itself in Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef says the difference is between eating and between being Koveya Su'uda. That when you eat, that's fine. You can be Ochel V'Holich Hachetech Shach. You can always eat on Erev Shabbos. But to be koveya yourself with a real legitimate su'uda, that's the problem. Now, what's the problem? Chavei Suda when on Erev Shabbos? Can have, and what's the definition of Kviya Suda? You can't have a bagel because you have to wash for that? That's Kviya Suda? So what are you not allowed to do? Is there a difference between morning, afternoon, late afternoon? So the Rambam, when the Rambam formulates this din, it's a very striking formulation. The Rambam says three things. Number one, he says in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Dalid, Asu l'kvoa Suda mishtabe Erev Shabbos mei kvoda Shabbos. You can't have Suda on Erev Shabbos. Good? Because the Kavod Shabbos. Koveya Suda, you can't do. Number two, Mutalech of Lishto Sachetechshach. You could eat and drink as much as, you know, till it gets dark. That's fine, you could eat and drink. Number three, even though you could eat and drink, Afal Bikain, Mikvoda Shabbos, Sheyimna Adam in a Minchul Lemaila, Milikvoda Suda. You shouldn't be Koveya Suda in the last part of the day, Mina Minchul Lemaila, and Erev Shabbos. So wait a second. The Rambam says in number one, he says three things. Statement number one was, don't be Koveya Suda at all on Erev Shabbos. Then statement number three is, don't be Koveya Suda min HaMincha U'mayla. Which is it? So if you pay careful attention to the Rambam, Magen Mishnah explains, and it's so meduyuk in the words, the Rambam's first halach was not to be Koveya Suda on Erev Shabbos at all. Not to be Koveya Suda U'mishta Erev Shabbos, is the way the Rambam said it. Halacha number three is, don't be Koveya Suda. What's the difference? What's the definition of a party, of mishta? Party is something you do how often? Rarely, right? A su'uda is something you do how often? Every single day. So to be koveya su'uda mishta, to be koveya su'uda that's greater than a su'uda you would normally have, be mos achol, it's greater than a su'uda you would normally have on a weekday, you make a big su'uda, a feast-like su'uda, so that you can't do at all on Erev Shabbos, even starting in the morning. To be koveya su'uda that's just like a su'uda you would have during the rest of the week, that's only asur min mincha u'mayla from 9 hours and on Erev Shabbos. Eating stam, a snack, that you're allowed to do the entire day on Erev Shabbos. That's the breakdown, and that's what expresses itself in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Mem Tes, and Aruch Chaim, Se'if Beis, that exactly like the Rambam. You can eat a weekday meal until mincha, cannot eat a bigger meal at all on Erev Shabbos, bigger than a weekday meal, and even a weekday meal you shouldn't eat after mincha. Snacks you could eat though after mincha if you'd like, right? That's what we paskin. Now the Shulchan Aruch says the reason is we want you to be hungry for the nighttime meal, right? We want you to be hungry when it comes time for the Shabbos meal. There's a fascinating bir halacha. Rav Tani Lauer was here yesterday from Revilson's, an old friend of mine, and he pointed out the bir halacha in Reish Mem Tes. I was schmoozing this over with him. Bir halacha in Reish Mem Tes says, wait a second. If you're not, and he quotes, it's a darkei moshe b'shem nir zeruah. It says like this: if you're not allowed to eat on Friday, late Friday afternoon, because it's going to ruin your Shabbos meal, right? So says Bir Halacha, wait a second. There's another Shabbos meal you have to worry about also, Shabbos morning meal, right? So shouldn't there be a halacha also that you shouldn't be allowed to eat anything before your Shabbos morning meal? Because it's going to make you not hungry for your Shabbos morning meal? He says, if there's such a halacha that you're not going to eat in the second half of the day on Friday, because it's going to ruin your Friday night meal. So everyone talks about making kiddush with mezonos and then going and having a meal. Right? So what's the issue? Kiddush makom suda issue, right? Is it really kiddush makom suda if you're not washing? Okay, so we're so mech that mezonos is called the suda, and that's why we make the kiddush with the mezonos, and then we go to... Forget kiddush makom suda. What about not eating before you suda Shabbos? You're going to go and fresh out of kiddush, you're going to have kugels and chalent and this and that, and then you're not going to be able to have a Shabbos meal when you're hungry. If we're worried about the Friday night meal, we should be worried about the Shabbos morning meal also. That's the Ha'ara of the Bir Halacha. Fascinating Ha'ara. He points out Darkei Moshe doesn't like this Har Zeruah, but he thinks he can reject all of the reasons that the Darkei Moshe doesn't like this Har Zeruah. So for all the reasons that there might be not to want to participate in a Kiddush, you hold that the Mezonos is in a Suda, or Rav Shechta has a fancy Vart B'Shem the Rav, that there's a din of a Svek Sveka, and that's what we're Somechan when we have the Mezonos, based on the Shittas Arrived. If you remember our Kiddush Yorim, we discussed that going back a little while. But whatever it is, this is something we never thought of. Right? Well, at least I didn't. The Bir Halacha points out that you have just preparing for the Su'udah, you shouldn't overeat before the Su'udah. There are other reasons also, but the Mishnah Berurah says, also if you eat too much on Erev Shabbos, so like the Ramban said, you're not going to end up preparing for Shabbos, right? It's going to take you away from preparations for Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha adds, Shem the Prima Gadim, that it shows a disrespect for Shabbos when you make your Friday meal just as good as your Shabbos meal. It should, to be Zayin to Shabbos. That you show your Shabbos meal is not going to be any greater than your Friday meal. So that alone is also be Zayin to Shabbos. So there are, what are the exceptions to the rule? Are there any exceptions to this rule of not eating on Friday afternoon? So the not eating a Suda on Friday afternoon? So the Ramah writes that if it's Suda's Bris Mila or Pidyon HaBen, then it's okay. Because that's a mitzvah to do that day. You're not supposed to wait till the next day. Poskim discuss, what about a Mila Shelo Bizmana? Right? What if it's a Mila that anyway, the baby, it's 2 weeks after the baby was born, 3 weeks after the baby was born, the baby was premature. It's a Mila Shelo Bizmana. So should you push it off till Sunday? Right, that's what the Achronim discussed. No, the Behuda was asked a Shaila. There is a halacha that a Bechor fasts on Erev Pesach. Right? We're familiar with this halacha. Yet, none of you probably even know a Bechor whoever fasted on Erev Pesach. Why? Because what does everyone do? They hear a Siyum. Right? They go to a Siyum, they do something, they participate in a Sudas Mitzvah. No, the Behuda was asked, there was a town apparently where no one was making a Siyum, no one was finishing anything. And No, the Behuda in Yardea Tinyana, Simin Kuf Samach Vav, was asked, what about if we have a baby that was born a few weeks ago and is sort of ready for a Mila a week before Pesach? Maybe we could just keep him around for a little bit, do the Mila on Erev Pesach, we'll all participate in the Suda, and there you'll have your Suda's mitzvah and we'll be able to go. So the Navi said, Chas v'shalom. First of all, if you have a mitzvah to do, even if it's already Shalom Bizmana, you don't delay a mitzvah. As soon as the baby is ready for the bris, so you count a week from then, that's what we do, and that's when you do the bris. And you don't push off any further. You don't say, ah, it's a Mila Shelo Bizmana anyway. You don't do that. And besides for that, he says, ideally we would try to avoid having a special Suda on a bris, rather, on a Thursday or a Friday. Why? Because it's going to make the baby a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, and it might lead you to having to be Mechal HaShabbos for that baby on Shabbos. You don't want to have to come to do that. So, but what's unstated is what about the Suda? So even a Mila Shelo Bizmana, Suda's Mila is enough of a mitzvah that we're not worried about Achila, even though Mila, a Suda's Mila is going to be a bigger Suda than you have during the week normally, but that's okay. That you're allowed to do. So the Ramah says, Mila and Pidyon HaBen, the Bir Halacha adds in, Siyum Masechta also. Now you could argue, what do you mean Siyum Masechta? Wait 2 days. Right, by the Mila Pidyon HaBen, it's a mitzvah, you got to do it now. Is there a mitzvah of Siyum Masechta that you got to do it right now? Chazer for another day, it won't kill you. But the Bir Halacha quotes that there's such an idea, that Siyum Masechta, which really touches on an issue of, is there ever a Zman for a Siyum Masechta? Meaning like about 9 days, right? You're not supposed to delay your learning, slow your learning, speed up your learning. It's supposed to be right when you would make the Siyum anyway. So maybe there is such an inyan of making the Siyum of the real Siddur Mitzvah being mamish on that day. Okay, now there is, just to add, Mishabur and Reish Nun, Sivkat and Beis, says that there is a minhag or a mitzvah to taste the food on Erev Shabbos. To at least take a te'ima. And there are two possible reasons. Mishabur says, in case the food is off, in case you need to add something to it, that's one. And the Sharat Siyun, he says that the tasting itself, it's mashma from the Maksav Vitri, that tasting itself is itself, he says it's mashma from the Shulchan Shlomo. Maksav Vitri says like this, Bishen Yerushalmi, that tasting itself is a mitzvah. That the tasting itself sort of like gets you excited for Shabbos, that's part of your achana for Shabbos. But again, it should be a tasting, it shouldn't be a major kviyas suda late in the day on Friday afternoon.